CliffCentral.com.
Urban Culture Drive. The Urban Culture Drive takes over Kelman.
And the Urban Culture Drive does take over Aria Kelman every day for the pretty much the next 2 hours. And to, I mean, this week is our last week, so I don't even know how to feel about that. I'm feeling a little type of way. I don't know. Craig, how do you feel about that?
I feel super relieved, guys. I got a full time job.
I'm like, I'm
full-time
over this thing, man. Like, just keep all your stuff.
Seeing Lesotho every day, though. You're a pain in the ass.
Craig is enough now.
Yes.
I'm just enough.
I can't
like,
deal.
Done.
Darling.
Listen, I just look at my face every day. I mean, sure, that drains me out. Whew. My day is tough before it's even started. Anyway, because it's not all about us, and you guys don't tune in to listen to us, I mean, who cares about the Sohan Candace? Psh,
true.
Get out of here. You can just go to News Cafe and pump it to us.
There's more to life.
You know?
F-listers.
They're more important people.
We're here to talk about, yeah, people, you know, with substance, people doing, moving and shaking things, doing something while I'm sitting back with my sloth. And I want to find out from our next guest. English gone. Guest. So, you know, every time we have guests on the show, right, the rappers, I mean, we had Gemini Major, we had Tweezy, we had Reason.
They all sit there.
They all sit, yeah, on,
is that what you
on mic
say?
Three. But also, they always bring an entourage. We've actually never had...
an actress.
Bring an entourage. It's never happened. Like, you are breaking new ground here.
Oh, charades. Man. This
charades.
Is not even an entourage. Oh, come on. I need, like, 10 people to make it an actual squad deep situation.
These are just my people.
Yeah.
They're like an extension of me. Like, we are one. We are one people.
We're one person.
King Anissa, how are you?
I'm great. How are you doing?
A lot better now.
That's perfect.
A lot better now.
Yeah.
Can I tell you?
I'm inspired. I'm good. I'm excited to meet you. Excited to know more about you, Anita.
Lovely to meet you.
So we're stoked.
Yeah.
We're stoked. So let's jump right into it.
Mm-hmm.
For those who don't know you, you got to break it down, girl. Because you've been all over. You've done it all. You're a veteran and everything. But you started out as a model.
Yes.
So that was kind of your initial, you know. Your initial route that you were going
to
take.
That was the love of my life. I thought I was going to become the next Naomi Campbell.
Like, oh, yes, girl.
I'm a F shit up. Can I say
yeah,
that?
Yeah, you're allowed. You can fuck shit up.
Otherwise, I'm going to fuck shit up.
Yeah.
Gosh. You know, the thing about models, right? So you knew, mm-hmm. so you tell me that you knew from a pretty young age that, like, listen, I'm like the prettiest in this class.
Yeah.
No, it wasn't even that.
You know, and this is why, you know, I hate it when, you know, get out of here. Like, if you know you can sing, you know you can
own
sing.
It.
Okay.
Oh, no.
If you know, like, listen, I look in the mirror and I'm like, yes, you know? You know, like, listen, like, I look in the mirror and, like, I get tired, guys. I'm like, whew.
Is it that good?
And then I get tired already. I'm like, yo, like, I need to fix. And then Lisa looks at herself. She's like, when do you decide you're going to become a model? You have to know something.
Yeah. Surely internally you must go,
you must
wow,
know.
I'm actually a snack.
If I want to play football, I must know that I'm good at playing football.
No.
If I want to be a model.
Surely.
I don't think it was because I have a pretty face. Thank you so much for that subliminal.
I know you do. You do.
Kind of a compliment type situation.
No,
she's
but stunning.
Pleasure.
Guys.
Please Mother Google her. Of my 10 kids.
She's stunning.
Ruin that entire figure. There'll be no more modeling. It'll be over.
Yeah, I think I need to get out of here. No, I loved watching the whole Victoria's Secret
modeling.
That fashion show.
Yeah.
And I thought I could do it. And so I'd always wear my mom's heels and look at myself in the mirror and practice. It wasn't because I felt as though I looked good, because all my sisters are prettier than me.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody has a better body than me. So mm-hmm. it wasn't ever that. It was more of, I really like what they're doing. The business of selling clothes just by putting clothes on. And that's how you sell it.
I can't believe it gets better than this, because you just mentioned that.
What size are you? Can I just ask? Are you size zero?
No, I'm a four.
Oh, okay.
Isn't four?
Isn't that
30?
Zero in South Africa?
No idea. Is that a
30?
I know.
I'm a 30.
You're a 30.
I'm a 30.
Okay. I'm a 30 on a good day, honey.
Got you. But Anita, I just need to know, how do you balance everything out? I mean, actress, writer, blogger, journal, like,
please break it down for like Candace's family that lives in Centurion,
please,
and only watches like Cake Net, and like listens to Jacaranda.
Because I'm just simply crying over radio gig / lecturing. You are.
I think it's because I learned how to balance. I've always loved I don't like free time. I don't like sitting and doing nothing. Okay. I like being busy. Mm-hmm. And I hate it now because my weeks are super busy. Then I have a week that's empty. And I'm like, can't I just be busy all the time? And the fact that I've now become better at organizing my stuff. Mm-hmm. I can fit in radio and writing. Plus with writing, I do it at home. I'll just sit there with the laptop and come up with a concept for a short story and just work on it. With acting, there's the whole hurry up and wait situation. Mm-hmm. So half the time you're on set at 4:30 at 5 o'clock and you're only in front of the camera at 7. So I sit there and work on other things.
Yeah,
I got you.
So with they kind of fall into each other and I'm able to work my way around it. With blogging as well, you're at home just typing and doing
and all of these have some kind of return on investment. It's not like you're just doing it because, you know, there's a lot of self-acclaimed models, self-acclaimed writers. So there's actually return on investment in some is just passion.
Some is just passion. With writing and blogging, it's just the passion of it all. With the writing, I write scripts, but I sit there and I'm like, I don't think it's good enough yet to release. Mm-hmm. So let me just keep on writing. With blogging, I just do it because I love it. And with acting, honey, it's long hours. I need to get paid.
Oh, of course.
Got I you. Need to get paid.
Would you say that acting is your first love? If you had to pick a fave, which one would it be?
Definitely acting.
Right?
There's nothing like it. There's nothing like it.
Yeah.
I feel like you've had a lot of faves. I mean, modeling, now acting.
She switches from one to another pretty quickly.
Multiple personalities I'm seeing.
The one didn't work out.
I got you.
But also the one that you feel most natural in, like, which one? It's acting, obviously.
It's definitely
the one that
acting.
Comes most naturally. That's usually the one that people go with.
I think it's more acting because with that I get to tackle other people's lives. I'm not Anita most of the time when I'm acting. I completely remove myself from that and I get to portray someone else's life, and I like that.
How different are you to your character, your current lead?
Not a lot, actually. She goes through a lot of things that I went through. I don't like playing someone that's too alike to me, but I really like her story.
Yeah, I always find that, especially with South African soapies, that I don't really believe the acting hype. Like when I watch something like Isidingo, and it's too similar to your
character,
then it's really not acting. It's just an extension.
It's not.
I find that if I'm going to take an acting role, I need it to be challenging. I need it to be something different. So like a drug addicted lesbian. You know, it's like ideal.
Yeah.
What is your one character that you'd like to play?
I'd love to play a badass. But then again, that's a bit close to my, because I'm a military kid.
Yeah.
And I'm used to guns and things like that. But I'd really love to play like an Angelina Jolie type role where I'm killing people.
I got you.
And fighting and just ripping hair and pulling out teeth and breaking balls and stuff like that.
She's saying that with too much enthusiasm.
It's exciting.
She's just like, yes.
I'm going to picture an X every time I do it.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Yeah. And we usually have a ton of like Hollywood directors listening into our little show.
Don't underestimate
our show. So I'm sure they're listening in. Guys, contact us at the Urban Culture Drive on all the social networks and get in touch. She's
Give
incredible and she wants the role. Mm. Speaking of directors, right? So you're at a casting, a modeling casting, when you get spotted by a director, a pretty famous director in the industry.
Yeah, he came to me. Well, actually, in an elevator.
Yeah. Ooh. Perfect.
But he was like, I saw you do your runway thing. I don't think it's gonna work out for you. You're too short.
Wow.
But I saw your commercial because we did a Maybelline and a Yardley commercial. I did the Maybelline, and he was like, you're better at that. So maybe try acting, because modeling, forget it. You're not gonna make it.
Yeah.
And I didn't want to look at it as in, how dare he?
Yeah.
You know, I wanted to see what he saw. Mm-hmm. I wanted to work on it because he is a really a good director and he's respected in his field. And I wouldn't want to think he just goes around breaking careers.
Yeah.
You know, and I wanted to see what he saw. And so I went into acting. I went in front of the mirror when I got back home and I was like, could I do this? Could I portray other people's lives? But then again, I always used to watch Generations and think,
I could do it better.
Yeah, I don't know what you just did there. Like, let me just bite that line and try it out myself. So it wasn't too much of a reach.
That's pretty incredible. So you actually go to this audition, you nail the audition. It's obviously a plug, right? Mm. So it was pretty easy for you to get into this industry, right?
It wasn't that the acting or the modeling?
The acting.
The acting.
I would imagine the modeling, obviously, because no one knows you from a bar of soap. You have to fight your way forward.
This
guy randomly comes. Okay, well, he's pretty acclaimed in the industry. He comes to you and he goes, "Hey, sis, modeling, maybe not."
Yeah.
Surely that must have been crushing.
It was.
In that moment.
It was.
Okay.
It definitely was.
And then he says, "But I think you'd be a better actress."
Mm.
Does he then put you onto your first role? Does he like plug you?
No.
So you still had to fight.
No. I had to fight because it was in the States.
Yes, in New York, was it?
Yeah, it was in New York. Yeah. And I wanted to go. It was for IMTA. I wanted to go the next, because the one thing he said was, come back next year and try acting, because it's modeling, acting, singing, and dancing. And he's like, come back next year and do the acting one. I'll be here. Let's see how it goes. But I didn't have the funds to go back the next year. But I really wanted to do it. So I was like, let me just try to figure it out first. See how it goes here at home first. And then probably reach for something else in another country.
All right. So you eventually do get your first role, right?
Yes.
And in which year was that? When was that?
2016, but it was just like a small
role. That's a cameo. It's a cameo. Yeah, it's in and out. We pay you your lump sum. Cheers. Yeah. But then you land the gold mine.
Finally, in 2018.
Dude, I want to know about the audition. How did that go? From the moment you get the call, who told you about the casting for starters? Because I know when you're a free agent. And are you a free agent?
No. I'm with Star Quality. I've been with them for the past 3 years. Got so you. From the very beginning, I've been with them.
Got you.
And when I went to that audition, I flunked that audition. I left telling myself, you know what, girl, you didn't get this job. Why do you even do this?
Yeah.
Why do you even do this?
Because I feel so much better now.
Thanks.
There's a flaw somewhere. I was waiting for the crack. Yeah. I was like, what does she suck at? Oh, yeah. Fine, carry on.
Yeah. I flunked that audition. And when I got a call like a week later, they're like, oh, they want you for a callback. I'm like, me?
No.
They want me for a callback? No. Because it was acting. I had to do the script and then I had to sing. And the singing as well, I flunked. I forgot the lyrics of the songs.
It happens, girl.
It was, I left thinking, this is not mine. But when I got the call, I was like, you know what? This time, that role is mine. Plus, I was competing with another actress who's like really huge in the industry. Yeah. I was like, you know
what?
That
must have been intimidating though, hey?
It was.
Who are you going up against? Do you want to name her?
You want to know? Want to know the juice?
Come on.
It was actually Moonchild.
What?
It was Moonchild.
Because they obviously needed the actress to be able to sing, right? Because it's called Ngoma, ultimately.
Yeah.
Okay.
And I was like, on the call sheet, they said they needed to see her and Oris do the audition. And then I saw my name as well. And so when I went to the audition room, they forgot that I had to audition with Oris. I'm like, no. Give me the actor.
Let me have
the same benefits as her. Let me do my job properly.
Yeah.
And when I got it, I was like, oh my God. Really?
But you know what they say, and congratulations, like really, that is incredible. But they always say, like, the one thing you think that you did, it's like writing an exam, right? If you think you did well, you probably failed it. But if you think you flopped, you probably passed. Same thing with interviews. If you think you ruined the interview, you probably get the job.
Every exam I thought I failed.
That's a lie.
Like,
okay, engineer.
No, but I mean like,
engineer who finished in record time.
I knew, I was like, yo, what, this formula, gone. So listen, I want to know. Listen, that was divine intervention, right? There was always, guys, yes, you're good at what you're doing, but there's always like that flavor that comes in where God is like, okay, cool.
It's your time now. It's your moment.
You've been hungry. All right, cool. Let's just put you in there. My thing is, and this is also the issue when you're on screen and people are watching you, et cetera, et cetera. And we've had a couple of actors here and they always bring out the same things. Okay. So we're speaking about the 7 day listens before you came in the last hour. What is the one of the 7 day listens? You know, whether it's greed, envy, sloth, whatever. What's the one thing where you were like, okay, I need to work on this to better myself?
Profanity.
Really?
I swear, like I cuss like I'm a truck driver.
Me too.
I throw out F-bombs.
Yeah.
Got you.
Especially the vernacular ones. Like, I'm terrible.
I would have never thought.
I would have never seen that one coming.
I didn't see that.
You're
coming.
Such a pretty girl and so petite and sweet and cute and well poised that, I mean,
girl,
a cuss word.
Oh,
girl, if you knew.
And she even asked us, like, can I drop the F bomb? So I'm thinking maybe it's just once in a while type thing.
Because I work in radio now, because I'm also just like, and you have to, like, now I need to watch myself. I've cussed so much on my radio show. My station manager was like, Anita, you need to do something about yourself because this is not right. I'm terrible.
I got you.
I swear like I'm a truck driver.
But I wonder where that fits in into the whole seven deadly sins, you know, profanity.
Where would it fall in?
You know, I don't know.
Because I don't think greed is one. Yeah.
It's not pride.
What are the seven
deadly sins? So sloth. No, it's wrath. It should be wrath.
Yes.
Sloth is basically someone who eats a lot, I'm assuming.
No, but sloth is also like you're lazy and stuff. But like wrath is like an uncontained anger or whatever. Yeah. Or like you just walk around
maybe
like
that's,
F
yeah,
you
actually,
and F
actually,
you.
That's the one.
And you're
actually,
like.
That could be the one.
Yeah, that's the one.
It should be wrath.
Because I was, growing up, I was a very angry person.
Why?
Issues at home.
Okay.
My mom can attest to it. Me and my dad fought every day. Our relationship was terrible. It only became better last year, actually, just before he passed. But I was very angry to the point where at times I felt as though with the fights that I had with my brother, I could smash him against the wall. It was very bad. My mom took me. It was terrible. It was very, very terrible. Now I'm so glad that I'm finally working on myself and trying to fix things.
And then just taking it back with the parents, you know, just before you decided to, you know, move to Joburg. I don't know if you are from Joburg or not. Okay, if you're not from Joburg, then you moved to Joburg and decided that you're going to pursue a career in entertainment. So I'm thinking, how did they... You know,
my mother hated it. She hates it to this day.
I mean, what are you even saying? Yeah. What are you saying to me? Like, explain how you're going to help me build my house with. Exactly.
Because we all thought I was going to become a doctor. Like, I was set on, I'm going to become a pediatrician. I love children. That's what I'm trying to do. And then in grade 10, I was just like, I'm dropping physics. She was like, no, you're not. I'm like, unless you want me to fail, sis, then I'm dropping physics. She hates it. She to this day, she just thinks, oh, it's fine, do it, it's your job, you love it, but can't you in some way go back to medicine? I'm like, girl.
Oh,
so what I want to know with that, what is it that you hate about the entertainment industry?
How it's so unreal, especially with the people around. Everyone is, some people are really fake. You sometimes you don't even know whether or not someone genuinely likes you and your work, or they're just doing it for the sake of doing it, or they want to eat with you, or you never know. People you know, and that's what sucks, because I love friends, I love being around people, and when you're around, I don't like being around people who wish you bad in their private space, but they treat you as though, oh my god, like I really hope you do great in life.
Yeah. But isn't like you can feel the energy? Like
you can pick up eventually.
Yeah, now I can. Before I couldn't. I just thought everyone was for you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
The game is cold.
But I don't like how fake everyone, how fake someone can be, and how easy it comes.
Gotcha. You know what? So, yeah, we've unpacked a lot.
Yeah.
So listen, before we, before we started off this interview, right? I wanted to play a track, and my producer was like, "No, you can't do that. Can't play that track." I was like, "Oh, okay, fine." Only when the guest comes in, I was like, "Okay, so I'm gonna play this track, and I want you to let me know why this track, and it'll make sense once I play it." Duh. Cigarettes on cigarettes, my mama think I stink. I got burn holes in my memories. My homies think it stink. I miss my cocoa butter kisses. I think we all addicted. Cigarettes on cigarettes, my mama think I stink. I got burn holes in my hoodies. All my homies think it stink. I miss my cocoa butter kisses. I miss my cocoa butter kisses. Cigarettes on cigarettes, my mama think I stink. I got burrows in my hoodie, so my homies think it stink. I miss my cocoa butter kisses. I miss my cocoa butter kisses.
Urban Culture Drive. The Urban Culture Drive takes over Kelmo.
Hey, Wena. Hey, Wena.
Yeah, bro.
Who's giving you cocoa butter kisses?
Nobody, baby.
So really, you're single?
Yes.
Baby, why you lying? We found some dirt on you.
I'm joking.
Girl, I'm on a dating I'm an open data serial data situation.
Oh, yes. Oh. So you're
on the plan. No. I'm me and attachment don't go together.
Oh, honey, yes. I am you and you're me.
We are 100%. Us. No, I can't.
Look, listen, speaking of which, who is, so you'd say that Chance the Rapper is your celebrity crush?
I have a lot. Do you need the list?
Yeah, I want to know your South African one. Tell me who, like,
oh my blows your mind. So, Lawrence Malika.
Oh, me too!
Oh my god!
Oh, if you're listening, oh my god, please, pick me.
I feel like Les's reaction to that was timeless. It's like, who the hell? What in the world?
He is probably the most beautiful man in South Africa. Hands down.
He's
sorry.
He's gorgeous.
He's stunning.
But Candace also isn't every, well. You know, but
yeah, every man is.
Every, like, is he walking? Like, does he breathe?
Does he breathe?
Like, he's for me.
Suck on my balls.
Profanity.
You my girl.
It blows me away. Because literally, I never thought that, like, there'd be, like, another Candace in the world. Clearly, you guys, the universe has conspired to put you together.
We're kindred spirits.
Yeah.
But listen, so a couple of weeks ago, we were speaking to Kaya, right? GC. Mm-hmm. And some of the guys from the cast there. And one thing that he had was quite interesting is that the hardest or the most difficult people to date in the world are probably actors.
Yes, they're liars.
Woo!
Wow. So quick. Right there.
Because, I mean, your job is to tell a story.
It's to lie.
They could, you know,
100%.
Yeah.
And I mean, it's not only that, but I mean, there's also an interesting stat, right, that the top 10 careers where you'd most likely find a, not a serial killer, what was
psychopath.
It?
A psychopath.
Like, top three was, like, actor.
Really?
Actor. Crazy, acting. Right? And then, like, within the top 10, there's a radio presenter in there, and you're both.
Like, so you're
no,
like
I can tell you, I'm not okay upstairs. That's already, like, that's got already you. A given. I can attest to it. Because I think when you constantly going into roles and giving yourself
100%
into roles, you tend to lose yourself, or you get stuck in that role and can't come out of that role. Leonardo DiCaprio once said this, I can't remember what movie he was working on, and he said that he went to therapy for 3 years because of that character.
Wow. I also know of Kristen Stewart, who was doing Twilight, the mm-hmm. series, right? Mm-hmm. And she said that, I think it was the third Twilight.
Breaking Dawn.
I think it was that one. I don't know, but it's like a super, like, intense one.
Mm-hmm.
Where she needed to, like, very intense scenes.
Yeah.
And, like, she said that between takes, she would cry herself to sleep, like, in her little trailer, because they have, like, trailers when they're on location, because it was just too much to handle. Like, people just get enthralled in, like, these roles sometimes.
It is tough.
And it's hard to snap out.
It is. It's very hard to snap out. I remember with Ingoma, with the funeral scene, I had to go to a space where I lost my dad.
True.
And getting myself out of that was really difficult for me.
Yeah.
So it's tough. It's really tough. It's one of, I won't lie, it's one of the hardest jobs they are out there, because it's tough. You have to be that person. You have to give that person your all, because there is someone like that out there in the world, and they need to be like, damn, that's me.
Wow, that's wow.
Gotcha. You can't fall short.
So when we were speaking to Louisa McDonald,
yeah, he's
right,
like the complete opposite, I think.
You know why? But I can understand him though, because of his personality. He's always like, listen, he like cut himself off once he leaves studio because of exactly that. And for him, it was a bit tricky because, like, you want to be the best actor, so you want to really know this persona that you are. But when you go home, you have to cut it off, because then you'll go crazy.
Yeah.
And the thing we spoke about him was that, listen, when you're on set and there's all these different people, right? Like, in any place when you're working, there's always the politics that comes with it, right? So for Luis, he's always like, I'm no one's friend. I come there, do my job, I get out.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, he's got a pretty shitty personality, but it's fine. So with you, seeing that everybody loves you, like, do you ever see yourself getting engulfed in the politics
of being in that space, or
of being in that space? I mean, there's all these different actors, there's all these different actresses. Yeah. Everybody has an ego. There's cliques. There's
I've learned to remove myself from situations. So if I speak to someone and I can already, I can feel that they treat people horribly, even if it's not me, I don't want you in my space because you contribute to my life, and I don't want a negative vibration in my frequency. you messing up my entire flow. Plus, that could remove me from being in character, because I want to get to a point where I walk on set and I am that character. I really want to go into method acting, where even when I go home, I stay that character, because you do a mm-hmm. really great job. That is mm-hmm. my life. Yeah. My job is my life, and I want to do really well in it. And if method acting is the way, and I see from the people that actually do it, I want to walk onto set and be that person.
Yeah.
But I also don't want to accept trash from other people.
Yeah.
So if you're coming at me with a really weird or a negative vibe, I'm out.
Peace. Deuces.
Like, I don't need that.
Because I knew, like, this one colored actress. She was on the set of Seven Delon, and she was like, they're so racist. Like, her white colleagues. Like, she couldn't believe, because we watched the show and everyone's just happy family.
Mm. Oh, no, but that I can't stand.
And then she's like, but they're all so racist. Like, the white folk are so racist on set. So... between takes, you never know what happens between takes.
No, but that I don't walk away from.
Of course, no.
Oh, no.
You better, girl. You better.
Oh, no.
And listen, getting back to method acting, I'm always so fascinated by method actors, especially those ones, especially internationally, where they really are willing to gain the weight, lose the weight.
Yes.
Go blonde, go bald. Look, they're willing to go do the most and risk it all for a role. Who's the one actor that you go, wow, you did that for that role? And I'll tell you mine.
Yeah.
Real quick. It's definitely Charlize Theron in Monster.
In Monster. Yeah. She was really ugly. She was nasty. My lord.
Did you see how quick she snapped back, though, for the Oscar ceremony? I mean, it was a different woman. It's amazing what money can do. But back to you.
I love Matthew McConaughey.
Yeah, oh, he did the most with that eight.
In that eighth ball.
Yeah, when you lost all that weight.
No, that was
He's brilliant.
He did it.
He's brilliant.
I mean,
how far would you go for a role?
Mm.
Like, if you were to, like, be a cast, like, my fat, younger sister, and you to gain, like, 20 kg.
Let's do it.
Show me the guap and I do it.
Yeah, it's all about the
let's
reg.
Do it.
Yeah.
And not even that. We're in the business of telling people stories and changing lives and altering perspectives and shifting things.
Yeah.
You know, we're there to give stories and to portray people's lives. I'm that vessel. Let me do my job.
What's your limit? What's
religion.
A role that you won't do? Religion.
So I don't
touch
woman.
Like in the Satanism.
You don't even
want to
touch
there
it.
I don't go.
Muslim,
Satanism,
so like the exorcist, you're like, hell no.
I'm out. I don't care how good the check is.
So would you then say witchcraft as well, like the Muvango scenes here and there?
Well, Muvango, there's no witchcraft in Muvango.
They do have
Ikazi,
some witchcraft.
Ikazi was so real.
Thank you. That was so real.
I do it.
Okay, so what's the deal breaker between
again,
the two?
It's like, oh,
you're pretending. It's all acting, isn't it?
But also, that was
with religion. It's, I'm a Christian. Like, I'm God all the way.
Got you, babe.
And I also believe with Islam and Buddhism and Christianity, we're all serving the same purpose to make the world a better place.
Yeah.
So I don't mind playing a Muslim woman. Like, I think it's Regina Hall. She
yes.
played
yes.
I don't mind
yes.
that. But when you're playing a role where. But then that goes back to witchcraft.
It's tricky.
Man, it's tricky.
It's tricky. Listen. And I guess the money will talk.
No. Let me help you out, because in these next two segments, I want to see if you don't know what your limit is.
Hey, sis. We're about to push it to the edge.
Let's
Sister
go.
Bettina.
Oscar Gay.
Sister Bettina. It is time.
Oscar Gay.
Oh, shit. Human.
Oscar Gay with Craig O'Sexy.
Alright. Oh, that kind of took a while there. I love my new sting.
Dude,
in
I think
the
it's
meantime,
the best freaking sting on radio. Commercial, internet, we got this.
It's fabulous.
It's fabulous.
It's
fabulous.
Yes. Now give me a snazz. All right. Anita? I almost called you Anita Baker.
We can do that.
You know what I mean? Yeah. But you're not on that level. Let's tone it down now. We're not there yet. But spicy.
You
want to catch these hands?
You going to catch these hands.
Come on, girl. But you're pretty. Awesome snack. You know what I mean? So thank you for having us at the studio. For us having you at the studio. It's just one of those things. I'm starstruck. What am I supposed to do?
Lies.
I'm serious.
You just came at me.
I'm just kidding. Anyway, before this goes a little out of hand, what we talk about today, what I want to talk about today is a simple statement. Talent versus fame. You know. So what inspired this conversation is just I went through Instagram. And for me, when someone tells me I'm a model, I'm an actor, you expect the most. You know, you're one of those people that I feel like are very authentic to themselves. Your page, there's no nudity. There's hardly ever nudity. You're not in Faith and Getsy. You're not trying to be out. You're not trying to gauge followers. Mm-hmm. You are just purely talented. You express whatever you want to express on your page, specifically referring to Instagram. Mm-hmm. But you are getting those roles. You know what I mean? And what I've noticed, especially in the last few years, especially since, you know, social media has taken over the world. Yes. Fame triumphs talent.
Of course.
You know what I mean? So what is your what can you say about that?
It makes me very angry.
Yeah.
It makes me very, very angry, especially when it comes to television.
Yeah.
You even with radio, you go to school for it. You with television, you go to acting school, you try and you try and you try and you master your craft. But you don't get the role because you don't have the numbers.
Yeah.
On the internet. And it's like, come on, this is not for... with generations, if you're going for an audition for generations, Mama Wom Toheli Lapayana, who's watching generations, she doesn't care whether or not you have 11K or 100K followers, as long as you're giving the story.
Yeah.
And for me as an actress, that sucks that I go to an audition and I don't get it because I don't have numbers. Because I don't care for the numbers on social media. They're not my job. But then again, you reeled into the situation that in this day and age, to get other, because you can't just have one job.
Absolutely.
Especially with the entertainment industry.
Yeah.
You're here today, you could be gone tomorrow. So you need that backup plan. And to book other jobs besides that television job, you need those numbers. But my talent must never be stepped on because I don't have a following.
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
With your career now, right? How much percentage would you say is talent and how much percentage would you say is you being pretty?
90% talent.
90%?
90%?
Nah.
But don't
nah,
you say
nah,
that
nah,
looks...
There are a lot of there are prettier girls than myself. There are girls that have better bodies than me.
Why do you keep saying that? Because your body is lit.
Thank you.
Just another, let's pray over you for a second. This is
just give us a moment.
Give us a moment. Like our year for like 2 seconds. You know why I'm asking this, right? Yeah. So, pretty is pretty, okay? And my thing is, it's okay to know that you're pretty. Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
As long as like, you back it up with something.
Mm.
It's not like you can make yourself ugly. It's just like you can like, even out the playing field. Like, no.
No,
like,
it doesn't really work like that. It
doesn't work like that.
I got you.
But the thing is, like... especially with like a lot of artists, it helps when you're aesthetically pleasing.
Yeah.
Which we believe you are.
And we can break it down to science. You can be like, yeah, you know, you're symmetrical. Okay, cool. But it does help. And even if you work out, you know, it's good to have a pretty face attached to like a pretty body. Then it works.
Mm-hmm.
But you still worked for that. Mm-hmm. And I do find like sometimes, you know, like really good looking people almost have like survivor's guilt.
They also have an added advantage.
Because you have that advantage and it's okay to have that advantage. I have white friends that are like...
pretty privilege.
I've got you.
Yeah. I have white friends that are like, nah, fam. Like, I'm loving my white privilege. I'm like,
yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to give it up.
In 2009, there was actually an article released where it was actually published in the US. Obviously, where else but the US? Where they talk about how celebrities stay famous regardless of talent. So they named about three key things that celebrities tend to do, you know, because of their numbers.
Number one, sex tape.
No.
Oh, snap.
That's a wrap.
Are you coming at someone?
No. But it is actually associated. The first one is playing dumb. So, for example, releasing a sex tape is actually playing dumb. You know exactly what you're doing.
Do you know, I think, who does this in South Africa? And tell me if you agree with me, right?
Okay.
Guys, I'm telling you.
Come on.
Babes Will Do More is not that thick. I swear she's not. I swear she literally, on purpose, like, tweets things that don't make sense. I think she tweets broken English, I swear.
I got you. But I think that
I actually agree.
I don't think she's that thick.
a lot of people,
I don't think your English is that broken. Sorry, go ahead.
A lot of producers feel like these people are easier to relate to. For example, if you look at the entire Kardashians team, if you look at the whole Ranak, well, the Ranak is, I'd say, it's a different kind of scope. But I do feel like playing dumb somehow does get you those gigs. It does get make you more famous. You get more people talking about you, you know?
Yeah, that is true. Because people, when you are too smart or know too much, it's like we can't really associate you
when
with
you're
this
too
brand,
talented.
Yeah, like you're too smart. I don't understand it. Why play dumb when you've worked so hard at being smart and knowing things and being able to speak your mind?
Do you think Bonang does it sometimes, play dumb?
I think she's
okay, alright.
I think she's just ignorance is bliss.
I got you.
She just
darling.
The shade.
Yeah, she just she just doesn't pay much attention to certain things.
Absolutely.
Yeah. I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
The second point is infectious ideas. So in other words, they create these ideas about them that are quite infectious. You know, for example, you look at the Kardashians, you look at the Ranakas, you look at Bonang. You have a specific idea about them, but like you just mentioned, it's not actually a real
thing. That was a good one. The good one was Jay-Z with and Kanye with the Illuminati thing.
Absolutely.
That was such. They played on that. They were like, yes, guys, I am evil. Not talented, I am evil. Listen to my music. And all of a sudden.
And the last one is amateur influence, which is, I mean, that hence the following. If you've got the following, whatever you post there. And this very simple example that I have is Kim Kardashian once posted that people should stop sucking on this lollipop to stop hunger. Now, that is Kim Kardashian with over millions.
How do you feel about your life, Candace? Your fame. How do you feel about your life?
I had no issue. Everyone had an issue with that. I had no issue with her posting that.
I thought that was
absolutely... Because it's not tea? Now it's an issue?
Nah.
It's a lollipop?
Nah, I felt like it was it was quite... You know, I mean, like, the celebrities sometimes are quite...
No, they're problems. Necessary.
Show the bag.
Yeah, but anyway, you know what? That's what we wanted to hear. But thank you so much, Miss Baker. No, Anita.
Thanks, John.
Darling, thank you so much. Another fabulous section presented to you by Craig O'Sexy. Ask again.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Now, on to the next session where we pretty much just destroy
celebrities'
entire PR teams.
Gotcha.
And like, whew, you guys got a lot of work to do after this.
I'm so glad you didn't come with your PR team.
I did.
Smash or marry? Would you smash or would you marry? Ho! Smash or marry? Urban Culture Drive. The Urban Culture Drive takes over Kelmo.
I hope you're ready.
Let's go.
That's what I'm saying. I hope you're ready. PR team, I'm so sorry, guys. You guys can invoice Cliff Central if any damages caused. I'm joking. Okay, so this game is called Smash or Marry. It's quite intense.
Mm-hmm.
Don't think about it too much. It's quick play. Everyone gets to play. So I'll throw a name at you. You'll tell me if you smash or marry this person.
Okay.
And you can only choose those two.
There's no kill me. There's no I'll take some poison. There's no after taking shots of tequila. You're smashing or you're marrying as a sober human being. Are you looking at me, Lesego Maphaka? Because you're always saying that you want to be drunk when you smash these people. You're a sober-minded person, very conscious of what's going on. Okay, cool. So we'll start with you, Anita, and then we'll bring it anti-clockwise. Anita, Rob Kardashian. Mm. Now. Not season one. This current season.
After he was broken by Black China.
Yes.
I need that tequila.
come on.
Smash. Smash.
All right. Lesego Maphaka.
Talk to me.
Someone
nice. He was nasty to me.
Winnie Mshava, who played Katiwe on Generations. She's and gorgeous. Not after she became Izwini's face of
La Chocolate.
When she was still like the Han, the entry level Han. Come.
Jeez, guys. Listen, she's Smash, keep it moving. Keep it moving.
Craig O'Sexy.
Yeah.
Sia Sangweni.
Hey.
Who does the morning show, Ihan Clough.
With Garrett.
I've always wanted to ask you this, actually.
I'll smash.
Yeah?
It's a very uncomfortable
smash. I like Sia.
Sia's Sophia, I hope you left. Hey, I hope you're not in the studio anymore. Shit. Anita. Thick Leonce. Smash or marry?
Hey.
Smash. Let's go.
Okay. Good. And how would you go about it, obviously?
I'm bi, so.
Whoa! Okay, like, why am I only finding this out now?
Like, how did we miss all of that?
My what? Goodness.
Please,
produce a job. How did you miss all of that?
How?
How did you miss?
That's not stuff you find on the internet.
on the internet.
You need to add it to your Wikipedia page.
Oh, no.
So, like, okay, so how many girls, though? How many girls have you?
Nadia.
Okay. You?
I can name it. Like, I'm not ashamed of my
people. Go. Is this Nadia Nakai?
Oh no. I like more butch girls.
I got you. It's
I'm
that
more
whole,
of a butch girl. No, I'm not gonna name the others. It's a shame.
My life has changed.
I can't believe I did that. You know when you look at someone, you're like,
okay.
Oh my god.
Was that me?
But you've fallen in love though with.
Yeah, I fell in love with Nadia.
Okay, got you.
Okay.
Nadia. Let's
keep it moving.
Lesego Mapanga.
Yeah. Give me someone I like.
Sivengezi.
My boy Siv. Siv is a problem, guys. No, smash. Yo, Siv is such a problem. Yo, no, he's a problem.
Craigo's
no,
sexy.
Problem, yeah.
Masichava and Lovo.
I love her.
I love Masichava.
Chabby.
But I love her. She's absolutely not me.
I love her.
And this is the fast. I mean, yo, the fast. The last round. Okay, we'll wrap it up real quick. Quick play. Anita, Oros Mampofu.
Yo, that's my friend. I can't even do this. Like, no. Oh, no.
Smash or marry.
It's Mampofu.
Mampofu.
I'd marry. He's very smart.
Okay, cool. Okay, is that why you marry nowadays? Shit.
mean,
get the racks, fam.
You don't know, about my baby. You have to look for that one, like, deal breaker. Anyway, moving along. So, Lesego, Anita Sabozo.
Come listen. Correct.
Listen.
Come correct.
I would. So in the clause of marriage would be. Like, it would need to be a polygamous one. Right, so it'd be myself, you, and whoever you want. So it'd be polyandry, you like lead, and then okay. Like it'll be a three. I just listen, that'd be my perfect marriage, like done. Yeah. Like, what more you want from me?
Thank you very much, Craigo Sexy. Let's wrap this up on a high note. Mary Twala, Samizi's mum. Smash or marry?
It'll be a very long smash. But talent is sexually transmitted, right?
Thank you very much for playing this segment. Special Mary.
Urban Culture Drive. The Urban Culture Drive takes over Kelman.
Do you know what comes popping in my head? You know that meme of Samizi's mom when she's like really angry? There's
yeah,
like
exactly.
This one meme of her.
Do you get it?
Like
my life. See my life now.
Okay. Wow. Okay. Now that we've butchered everything. It's no more gigs. It's over now. It's late.
Shame.
Drop the rap.
Drop
mics. We need to all go back to the military base there and get a job. So listen, yeah. At the end of the show, Anita, we do this thing where, and I mean, it was like perfectly on time. We do this thing where we have one takeaway, right? And everybody gets to play. Literally, it's a one liner. How to end things off. This is your drop mics moment. So think about it. And I always let Candace choose. Let me let Craig choose this time. What should we end off with? What's like the one topic, the one giveaway, the one drop mics?
One drop mics yeah. For me right now.
Yeah.
Ah no, but I'm gonna be so cheesy and say, you know what? If you had money, what would you do to inspire other people?
Okay. I wouldn't know. I don't
start with
money.
Candace.
I don't have money.
Okay,
to
so
inspire other
okay,
people.
Okay, cool. So one thing I do to inspire other people, I'll be like Malcolm X and just like
got
give
you.
Hand racks out randomly
next.
In the streets.
Damn.
That guy's shady, but anyway. I know about him.
I think I'd build hospitals in the Eastern Cape.
Got you.
That's really sweet. Can I just change mine? I'm gonna make a rain on these hoes.
I think I'll definitely start my own talent school because I'm fascinated by previously disadvantaged students or people actually coming in and discovering who they, what they're really meant to do, because that's how engineer, doctor, lawyer end up here.
It's weird. You guys are so boring.
That is so, that, you know, I'm even switching off everyone's mic because, geez, like, you guys are actually saving the world. On my side, listen, I'd be completely selfish. I'd be completely greedy. What I would do if I could do anything in the world, if I had all the powers, if I was blessed with everything, one would be married myself, Anita, and who's your friend? The other one, the Nadia. Who?
Nadia.
Nadia. So myself. So let me say. So this is the situation, right? It'd be myself, Anita, Nadia, right?
Yeah.
And it'll be like, listen to this song. We're repopulating the world.
Cliffcentral.com.